Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Mike Daugherty, and here's what's happening. Police say they arrested a man who stabbed a woman at a SEPTA concourse in Center City last night. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from 15th and JFK.
SEPTA police say this was not a random attack. The two knew each other. It was around 7 last night when police say the guy stabbed the woman in the leg and then ran off. SEPTA writer Antonio Garcia spoke with NBC 10 about seeing a bit of the chaos.
Coming off the train, like, we just seen her laying on the ground. Like, all these cops ran in and picked her up, and there was all this blood.
Officers used a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. Medics rushed the victim to the hospital, and police say she's expected to be okay.
Cops say they found and arrested the suspect in Love Park. And police say a man shot and killed himself after an argument inside of a Center City high-rise. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports the gunfire drew SWAT teams and counterterrorism officers, a huge police presence at 18th and JFK.
Police Staff Inspector Siku Kinnebrew says officers went to an apartment on the 18th floor. That's where a man in his 60s told them his roommate, a man in his 30s, got into an argument with a third man.
SWAT officers arrived, went into that bedroom, and recognized two things. That this male did, in fact, fire one shot, it looks like, out the window, and also fired a self-inflicted shot to his own head, mortally wounding himself.
Kinnebrew says the shot out the window hit a banister, but no people.
Kinnebrew says a third man from the apartment was not there when police arrived, but he says officers would like to speak with him. The James Sullivan School in the Northeast will remain closed for the rest of the week because of asbestos. Students and staff should relocate to 926 West Sedgley Avenue on Thursday and Friday. There will be transportation from Sullivan to Sedgley on both days. The buses leave Sullivan at 9 a.m. School officials say asbestos repair and testing has gone well at Sullivan, but a few areas are needing of more work. The jury has a split verdict in the sexual assault case of a former Temple University frat president. As KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the defendant was led away in handcuffs.
The accusers gripped each other's hands as the verdict was read. The first smiling and tearing up as defendant Ari Goldstein dropped his head, hearing he was guilty of three attempted sexual assault charges. But the mood shifted as the second accuser heard he was not guilty on three sexual assault charges. Prosecutor Zach Weinkoop then asked for the 23-year-old Goldstein to be put behind bars. The judge agreed.
I believe that this is a dangerous act. I mean, the facts of the case that he was convicted on, that was a girl who was locked in his bedroom, who screamed for help, who was stuck there for over 30 minutes.
Goldstein will be sentenced in May. A year-long study into sexual harassment at the workplace in New Jersey has led to a series of recommendations to combat it. State officials insist those recommendations will be enacted in short order. That story from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
From the halls of the state capitol to the local market, it's a problem left unaddressed for too long. Rachel Wehner-Apter, director of New Jersey's Division on Civil Rights, has led the effort to come up with ideas to change that.
Even as women make up nearly half of the workforce, sexual harassment persists in every sector of the economy, and it persists in housing and places of public accommodation as well.
Legislation will be introduced to better define a hostile working environment, require better training, and allow paid and unpaid workers more time to file a complaint.
Governor Phil Murphy will also order state licensing agencies to change policies on workplace harassment, focusing on the casino industry. That's the All Local. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.